USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine has entered day 13. President Zelensky was on ABC News describing Ukrainian courage and resolve.
I'm sure that Ukrainians are prepared to stand against Russia for their entire lives. Even the cities that were occupied by a Russian military, they have seen the response and feedback from ordinary people. These ordinary people didn't have machine guns. This courage is something that is unprecedented, and Russian soldiers don't even have that courage.
Some 60,000 Sydney, Australia residents were under evacuation orders as heavy rains and flash flooding swamped much of Australia's largest city on Tuesday. The severe weather has lashed Australia's east coast since late last month and is blamed for at least 20 deaths. Daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The United States continues to buy Russian oil as President Putin continues his aggression against his neighbor.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil in the United States, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is challenging the global food supply. Ukraine is a major exporter of corn and wheat. The two account for about 12% of the calories the world trades. USA Radio News.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
The U.S. Department of Defense is reporting a man accused of attempting to join hijackers in carrying out the September 11th attacks has been allowed to go home in Saudi Arabia for mental health treatment after 2 decades detained in Guantanamo Bay. Mohammed Ahmed Al-Qahtani was flown back to Saudi Arabia as the department said he is no longer a threat after 20 years. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is back in the spotlight.
In his first remarks since stepping down, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said his ouster was motivated by politics.
My father, God rest his soul, used to say government is an honorable profession, but that politics can be a dirty business. Now, that is especially true today when this politics out there is so mean and so extreme, when even the Democratic Party chooses to cancel people that they have a disagreement with.
Cuomo spoke at a Brooklyn church on Sunday. The Democrat was forced to resign after an independent probe found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and that he and aides worked to retaliate against an accuser. Cuomo told the congregation that his behavior wasn't appropriate, but he didn't violate the law. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A big hunk of space junk smashed into the dark side of the moon last week, and astronomers are quite excited about the fallout. An old rocket booster, once thought to be a SpaceX Falcon 9, now believed to be a Chinese mission, although China denies this. Scientists are waiting for the images, which will happen when they can get a camera over the area. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.